Welcome to Hair Blazers, the podcast where we empower you to disrupt the beauty industry, starting with your chair and your salon. You can focus on running your business and tune in here to find out how to keep it moving forward. I'm Colleen, the Director of Education and Business Development for the Verde Salon Group here in Winnipeg.
And I'm Roberto, owner of Verde Salon and the Aveda Institute Winnipeg.
We're your hosts. Today, we're joined by Tom Kuhn, the founder and CEO of Kuhnity. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Tom, welcome. Thank you for being here.
I'm honored to be your guest today, as well as your listeners.
Wonderful. So I figured just to start, you could tell us a little bit, you know, about yourself, your journey, and how Kuhnity came to be.
You know, my path was one that I guess can be summed up with a passion for pears. I always like to see the universe as two separate areas that somehow come together. And really, when you think of Kuhnity, that is the idea behind Kuhnity. I really was grounded as a financial professional. I was a CPA in Canada. I believe you call it a chartered public accountant. I was a CPA here in the States for 13 years. And I focused primarily on small creative entrepreneurial businesses. Most of the accountants I worked with really didn't want to work with small creative entrepreneurial businesses because they didn't necessarily have empathy with the creative process and the heart that goes into it. The big idea behind Kuhnity is how can we make things like financial management, financial wellness, financial literacy not scary to creative professionals?
I think one of the things that Kuhnity does very well is it makes it accessible. Because it is hard to find. I remember when I started out, I had some financial background in the salon industry or salon business, and it definitely wasn't enough. And going out there and trying to find it just wasn't readily available. And you guys have done such a great job of that. Congrats to your success, because it's been absolutely amazing being a part of that journey with you and watching it. And I really find that the tools that Kuhnity puts in place really makes the processes I think clear, structured, as simple as they can be. And it's definitely done a lot for salon owners and for our industry as a whole. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll say it's definitely been a game changer for our business. And not only in what you've kind of put out there for us, but also the community that comes from it.
Yeah,
like we have
sure.
met so many unbelievable people that we never would have met if we hadn't worked with you.
You know, there's I think five different words in the English language that ends with the word unity. And two of them really embraces, I think, what we're all about. One is community, and the other one is opportunity. At about the 13-year mark, I joined the professional beauty industry primarily, well, in distribution. And that began my journey into understanding that I also could teach and educate. So in distribution, I created a course, and I really loved the teaching aspect. I really loved being able to take these things that felt so scary or overwhelming and making them approachable and having empathy, I think, more than anything else. So the community is really, really important. And the community through the years has had its different iterations. We had an ambassador community when we first started out within Kuhnity, but understood that we needed to have more than just ambassadors. We've been very fortunate to be able to find people like Jody Ohama, for example, who really does a great job working with small businesses like yours. And the name behind Kuhnity is actually brings this, you know, these pairs together. I mentioned that I like to see things in pairs. So my name, Tom, actually means twin. I live in the Twin Cities and I'm a Gemini. And, you know, to me, I always wanted to be at least a double threat. So I wanted to be really, really good at more than one thing. After running a salon group here in the Twin Cities, which some of you may have heard of, it's called Jute, I wanted to go beyond running a company with 400 people, and see if we can get to 4,000 people. 40,000, 400. I wanted to go bigger. I wanted the reach to be wider. And that really could only come through being in the education business. The very, very first person to officially get involved in Qnity was a graphic designer. And I had this just fascination with graphic design. And if we could really provide really beautiful graphic design, not this, you know, cartoony type stuff, but really beautiful design, marry that with really great content. Qnity was born in a graphic design studio, literally. Today, my home office, actually, which is where I spend most of my time these days, used to be a graphic design studio. The previous homeowner here ran his graphic design studio right out of the space that I'm in right now. So I think that if you're really to understand the passion that I have, or the passion, or the beauty industry, what I think really makes for a wonderful combination, it's really how you marry great design, great content, base of financial wellness, financial literacy, and financial management.
Yeah, the passion is obvious. Yeah. That's what you guys do. So we're users of those tools, and they work so well. And you're right, the graphic design piece does play a huge role in it, because it didn't exist before. But when you're talking about passion, about community and what it means to you, opportunity and community, obviously this is something that's been poured into this last project that you guys have done. And that is the Pro Beauty Compensation Study, which was ever so important. Tell us a little bit about the compensation study, why you did it, why it's important, and why it's going to matter.
Most things that we've done within Qnity has been because we were called to do it. It wasn't necessarily that we were thinking way out in the future, and, you know, like the 2-10 project that we've created, which is a group of multi-location salons. It happened because we're literally asked and invited to do it. The compensation study was not on our plan for 2022. It was the farthest thing from my mind that we would get involved in the big data project. We did it because it needed to be done. The story about the profession of cosmetology, and it's really based upon a lot of fiction, not fact. The Pro Beauty Compensation Study happened very organically in stages, and cut to the chase, the bottom line is that we recently did publish a full report based upon a study of over 3,400 W-2s, which is the annual earnings report that's filed with the U.S. government, and 330 locations. And what we were able to do is we were able to create data that would challenge some of the fictional stories that are out there about a field in cosmetology. Findings were incredible. The findings suggest that in the U.S., they report, the Bureau of Labor Statistics from the government reports that the average hairstylist makes $17.30 an hour. Our data showed that number is about half of what we found. We found that the average hairstylist, just earnings alone was more like $38 an hour. Compensation is other things that are of value to an individual in the workplace. Flexibility is a huge one. We found that, I believe it was 95% of salons offer flexibility. We also found benefits. Most of these companies, I think it was 90%+ of companies offered some form of benefits, not all more health insurance, but great benefits. We also measured things like training. So compensation, while it's nice to say we found the average paycheck and the average hourly rate was higher than what people normally think, we also were pleased to be able to say this is an amazing industry, where not only can you get a good paycheck, you also have the ability to flex into multiple different roles, usually with inside a company. So it took over the second half of the year for me. I really had to make some big pivots. But what happened is we did some early versions of the compensation study. And then a lot of people said, we need more of this data. We need more of this data. But what I found is that this data is really starting to change the conversation in terms of what it really looks like to go into this industry.
And that's amazing. One thing I want to mention is this is in a U.S. study currently. I know perhaps you might have some plans on working your way into Canada. However, either way, it's the same thing in Canada.
And with it being so similar, Tom, it's definitely had an impact on what we do. As a salon, the information is great. We grabbed the study the first day it came out, and it's a very robust study. So it definitely gives us a lot of insight for ourselves as an ownership team, as a management team, and as a stylist team to really share with them the opportunities that they have, because sometimes they're just unknown. But also as a school owner, you know, breaking down those misconceptions of what the potential earning is uber important. I can't tell you how many times students or potential students have been derailed or deflected away from coming into our industry because of the misconceptions of what you can make. And typically that comes from parents, it comes from significant others, it comes from friends. And I can really appreciate actually having real data on it and being able to use that data to help people see and change your perception of what our industry is about, because it has been a difficult road, you know, as far as the value of this industry or what the potential is with industry, because the numbers just, they weren't really speaking truth. So,
well, and that's one thing whenever anyone asks, like, if there's one thing you would want to change about the industry, it would be the misconceptions about this industry.
For sure.
And you feel like you're like trying to beat down a wall, but now we actually have solid, concrete evidence of how wonderful it actually is.
What I realized is that there's just not a lot of great data in the beauty industry. There just really isn't, in particular workforce. It led us to really forming a new division within Qnity, which we call the Qnity Institute. Now, why do we need a new division? Well, many people early on questioned our motives. They thought we were doing this for marketing. They thought we were doing it to make money. And it was the farther from the truth. And we didn't have a nickel come in. I mean, we worked on this 9 months before a sponsorship came in. We didn't use it for marketing. I also wanted to make sure that those that are, many of our coaches are independent business owners, and we wanted to isolate the data from them. So we created this division called the Qnity Institute. And what really got me excited about that was to really create a reason why the Qnity Institute wanted, what does it stand for? And to me, the way we've described it is it's about economic empowerment. It's about empowering people to make better economic choices and have better economic success through two fundamental avenues. One is through data that's easy to access, it's approachable. When you really marry the two, so if people are working on facts, not fictions, and the data is accessible and available, in particular, someone that may not be a data head, but then also have financial literacy, now we have economic empowerment. We empower people. And, you know, we're in an industry that's predominantly female. And I have a lot of passion for economic empowerment, especially for women. So the impact I want is that when people make decisions about a career, there's various forces that come at them. And these are going to be family, friends, peers, and classmates. You have centers of influence, teachers, guidance counselors, and then you have points of reference. A point of reference, for example, would be research publications, the government, social media. I really hope that these different influences that go into people making a career, whether it's to enter or stay in a career, is that they're really empowered to help those that they're influencing make decisions that empower them in their lives. You know, I hope that in my social circles, when I now describe to people that, you know, you can enter this field with a relatively small investment of time and money. You can ramp up your earnings in a relatively short amount of time. The ability to be creative, that's a story that needs to be told. The story needs to be told that this is not a second tier career, and it's a career that really is a professional career. And really bringing the professional into the word professional beauty industry. That's my hope. And, you know, when I describe in my social circle, you know, the findings from the study, it's like, whoa, you know, I didn't realize that. So I really hope that many of these stereotypes really start to melt away. And this could be in the same conversation as many other fields that have a different level of esteem, and that the workforce and the influences in the workforce could really have their eyes wide open based upon data, not stories.
You know, I just want to talk just a little bit more about that community piece, Tom. And you know, there is an example I have that really showed how much you cared about the not just the industry, but the people in the industry. When COVID hit, at that point in time, we had some minimal exposure to Qnity. We had taken some classes with you guys, but it's pretty top level. And when Qnity hit, you had sent out an email that said, you know, we're going to do this financial class online to help you through this time, which was amazing. But what was even more amazing is that you said, here's the value of this class. If you can pay it, great. If you can't, just pay whatever you can. And if you can't pay anything, then do that too. And I really appreciated how supportive you were for all the people that were in the industry really struggling at that time. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. And as far as everything you guys are doing, there's many places they can find you. We're going to ask you to hit that up. But as far as the events are concerned, we've been to 2 to 10, mm-hmm. The Phil, an amazing program. We'd highly recommend all of those. But why don't you tell all the people listening where they can find you, where they can get a hold of you, and how they can get in touch with you?
All the socials, you know, usually under Qnity Inc., Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. You know, how you can find me is, I'll give you my email. It's tom.kuhn@qnityinc.com. That's QNITYINC.com.
And I don't want to leave out light bulb moments. Wednesday mornings, I believe it is. I've had the opportunity to join some of those.
Yeah, Wednesdays, 10 a.m. Central Time, we do a segment called Lightbulb Moments. It's a live session. It's sort of a podcast. And what we do there is we look at issues and opportunities, primarily in the financial area, but not just that. Certainly, we always welcome people to tune into that.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us and taking time out of your day today.
My pleasure. I hope it was useful to your listeners. And thanks for having me. I so appreciate it.
Always a great time. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to leave us a review, share with your team, and tune in for our next episode.
Thank you again for listening. If you haven't already... Give me a sec.
Just give me like 2 seconds.
Thank you again for listening. If you haven't already, please leave us a review, share with your team, and we look forward to you tuning in to the next episode.